Welcome to episode 23 of Autograph Weekly.
You're now tuned into the most entertaining, informative, and downright kick-ass autograph show that has ever existed. Here's Zane Savage and Double S with Autograph Weekly.
What's going on, autograph collectors? I'm Stacia Schaefer.
And I'm Zane Savage, and you're listening to Autograph Weekly, where we will feed your autograph addiction every week until Kim Kardashian can commit to one man. Guys, as I say every freaking week, there's a keyword hidden somewhere in our glorious show. When you hear that keyword, run over to facebook.com/autographweekly, post that keyword on the wall, and you win a prize. But I can't tell you what it is right now. You'll have to listen to the show. Let's move on to the Mojo mailbox. Stacy, what'd you get in your mailbox this week?
All right, and all I can say is, finally, the TTMs are coming back in. Actually, had a pretty solid week this past week. The countdown to 1,000 is down to 574 now, so I'm getting that cracked down quite a bit. So I think that goal is going to be accomplished here sometime, probably, I'm going to guess, hopefully around September, the way it's going. But anyway, on to what I got TTM-wise. Like I said, pretty decent week. Got Katrina Law in, actress that was in Spartacus and Legend of Seekers, signed a couple index cards for me. This one Zane's going to like. Got in DC Fontana, who is a writer for Star Trek and a bunch of other stuff. She wrote for the original series and has wrote for a couple of the actual shows too. I think Voyager and maybe Deep Space Nine. Got in Chris Sanders as well, the writer of Lion King and Aladdin, so that was kind of cool. Finally got my Richard Donner in after, this is the third or fourth time attempting to get him over the years. He's a relatively good signer, so I don't know what took so long with mine, but finally got him. He signed three photos for me.
Didn't he eat his family?
What's that?
Didn't he eat his family?
Maybe. He's the director, though, not the serial killer.
Well, I mean, I guess it wouldn't be serial killers. The Donner Party of Five is what I'm referencing.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. You didn't get that, you know, over your head. Go on with your Mojo mailbox.
It flew right over.
Yeah, my joke fell flat. Go ahead.
I'm still looking for it.
Yeah.
Got in Roger Mudd, who is was a journalist and an anchor for CBS and NBC. Tommy Cash, the brother of Johnny Cash and a musician himself, so that was kind of cool.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. Sorry.
Got Ken Jennings, the Jeopardy superstar, signed three photos for me, so that was pretty cool. And let's see, got in Haley Atwell, the actress, most recently was in Captain America. Got in Arthur Anderson, who was actually the original voice of the Lucky Charms Leprechaun, so that was pretty cool. And got in Marty York, another Sandlot success, who played Yaya in the Sandlot movie. And actually, that address is now on the Savage list, so if you guys want to write to Marty. And a couple other from the Savage list I got this week. I got in Whitney Cummings. I think this is the first success for her. And also got Rebecca Black in and a couple 8x10s as well. That's pretty much the TTMs that I got this week. The Autograph World, that stuff I got, I picked up seven index cards this past week, and those were, I got Seth Green, Anthony LaPaglia, Brittany Daniel, Soleil Moon Frye, Craig Kilborn, Larissa Olenek, and Matt Stone. So I was very happy getting those. They had a big auction on index cards this past week, so I was picked up all seven of those for roughly, I think, $36 shipped, so I was real happy with that. And that takes care of my Mojo mailbox. What about you, Zane?
Well, I didn't have a bad week. I thought I had a bad week, but when you put everything together, it's not too shabby. TTM-wise, got in Carl Muscarello. He was the guy in the famous V-Day picture, the kissing sailor. It's an iconic picture in American history. Really nice to have that signed. Got in Amy Allen, who was in Star Wars, Roger Clemens, again. I don't remember actually writing to him twice, but I got another autograph in, so I'm not complaining.
You know, that fits in pretty well because you don't remember a lot of stuff either.
That's true. That's what the alcohol does to your brain. Kills brain cells. But it's fun. Jimmy Carter, he signed my book along with him and Rosalind Carter and also signed a photo for me. Sean Kemp got him in again from the Savage List. The reason I wrote to him again is because I want a dual photo signed by him and Peyton. And Kurt Angle from the Savage List. So overall, not too bad on TTMs. I've had better. Moving on to the auction front, Carlos Delgado, Art Bushwald from My America book, Maureen Stapleton from My America book, and then on just the signed book front, Tom Arnold, George Foreman, Gene Hackman, Terry Hatcher, Kelsey Grammer, John Wooden, and Bill frickin' O'Reilly, who's a moron. But really nice week on the auction front. Let's go ahead and move on to the badass book. Bye. And Stacy, what do you have for this this week on the badass book by? Go ahead and tell us.
I have an awesome book. It's called None.
Yeah, you got None. I, on the other hand, I really do have an awesome book. Norman and Molly Rockwell, dual signed book. I actually have a saying I use on my YouTube channel, and I'm going to go ahead and say it here. Checkmate, bitch! It's an amazing piece, a piece of American history. And I got to get a jacket for the cover soon, because the cover's very brittle. It's a pretty old piece. So I'm very happy with that purchase. I spent $50 on that. It's definitely worth a lot more than that. Let's move on to the projects, and we actually have stuff to talk about this week. We'll start with Geek Week first. What'd you get for Geek Week this week, Stacy?
I got one in, and it was actress Jeri Ryan, who's famous for being in Star Trek Voyager, Leverage, and one of my co-hosts' favorite show, Boston Public.
No, I like Boston Legal, not Boston Public.
Same thing. They're both in Boston.
Nope, not the same thing at all. Is that all you got?
Yep, that was the one and done, but it's been better than the last couple weeks. So
I got two. I beat you. I got also Jeri Ryan, obviously. She signed two for me and two index cards. But I got a little guy you may know named Stan freaking Lee. This request's been out for like 6 months. I finally got it back, and it's via private address on the Savage List. So if you want to write to Stan Lee, go check it out. Savage List, $6, 6 months. So I got two successes from the Geek Week project, which is awesome. Let's go ahead and move on to Project BoobTube. Go ahead, and Stacey, tell them what you got for Project BoobTube this week.
None, but this was only the first week. I did actually send stuff out, so
okay.
Hopefully... I don't know if they'll be back in for by the time of next week's show, but hopefully in 2 weeks I'll have some stuff there.
I got a whole batch coming in, too, I'm about to send out. So you'll be seeing a lot of those guys come in soon, hopefully. But I did get one. His name is Jason Alexander. He was catching up on his mail, and he signed a Seinfeld photo for me, which puts me in the lead in Project BoobTube. The page actually isn't up on our website yet, so you can't track Project BoobTube yet. But we'll try to get that up this week for you guys. And start having a little point system so you can see who's ahead. Let's go ahead and move on to Web Deal of the Week. Stacy, what was your choice for Web Deal of the Week?
All right, mine. Being as I went with John Schneider last week, I figured I should go with Tom Wolpat this week. And you can get to his website simply by going to www.tomwolpat.com. And on his site, he has a store link where you can actually buy... 8x10 for $9.99, or he does have a signed CD on there for $14.99 as well. So once again, that's at www.tomwopat.com. That's TOMWOPAT. That is my web deal of the week. Web deal of the week. What about you?
I'm going to have to go with Margaret Carey. And, that name may not ring a bell with a lot of people, but she did the voice for Tinkerbell. She does not sign TTM, but she does sign through our website. And I'm not going to lie, it's a little bit pricey. $25 is the lowest any picture is. But the reason I'm giving you this website, they have some amazing different items for sale. Matted pieces, limited edition lithographs signed by her. I'm looking at a lithograph right now. It's limited out of 2,500, and it's a lithograph, and it's $55. And like I said, she's a legend. She did the voice of Tinkerbell. Just an array of... I think I saw a signed snow globe in here somewhere. So it's a really cool website. It's TinkerbellTalks.com. TinkerbellTalks.com. That's where you can pick up your autograph from Margaret Carey. Again, $25. That's the lowest I saw on there. But that's a heck of a deal. She's a Disney legend. So go check that out. Let's go ahead and move on to Investigation Sex. It's that time again, guys. Time for you guys to choose a new candidate in Investigation Sex. Let's go ahead and explain what that is again for some people who may have not listened to our previous podcasts. Investigation Sex is a project we do where we send off TTM autographs that are suspected to be secretarial. That's where the sex comes in. It's secretarial, not actual. Yeah. so we want you guys to choose which one you want us to send into PSA to try to get certified. And again, if something comes back certified or not certified, that's not a default answer. It just basically adds evidence to the pile for or against the TTM signature. So this week we have two choices, and they are Peyton Manning and Tom Selleck. So those are your choices, guys. Just go to our website, autographweekly.com. On the very right, you'll see the poll. Vote there on who you want us to send off, Peyton Manning or Tom Selleck. We'll send it off to PSA to get certified, and we'll come back to you telling you if it's certified authentic or certified not authentic or not certified, I guess. So this is something we do for the community to kind of raise awareness for secretarials. And again, it doesn't mean, if it comes back authentic, it doesn't mean it's definitely authentic. It just adds evidence to the pile. So go do that. Vote autographweekly.com. Little poll on the right. And the keyword is mustache. The keyword is mustache. Let's go ahead and move on to the news front. Stacy, what do you got in autograph news this week?
Alrighty, actually, I got quite a few things here. We'll get started here. The first little tidbit is about Robert Griffin III, RG3. Already doing signings in the D.C. area and already charging $100 for an item. And this is from a guy that hasn't officially been drafted yet. Doesn't even know for certain that the Redskins are going to take him. So, but he's been signing a whole crap ton of Washington Redskins gear. And the cheapest so far, the cheapest you can get him is $100 an item, which is pretty crazy already. So, up next. A couple of card product things coming out here shortly. Panini Prime Cuts is coming back, and it's pretty loaded with cut sigs. It's actually the big highlight in this set this year isn't an autograph, but it's a pretty cool piece I'm going to talk about here real quickly. It's a Joe Jackson barrel-up insert. Basically, it's the first of its kind in a card set due to MLB properties that does not allow banned players and product licensed by them, but Panini now has a deal with MLPA, so they can actually put items in from banned players. So that's why you've seen some Pete Rose stuff show up in their products. So just thought that was pretty cool because you don't see Joe Jackson stuff like that hardly at all. And like I said, this is probably the first card of its kind. Also, Topps Tier 1 will be shipping here soon, and this is a kind of a high-end product as well, but each pack contains two autographs, including one crowd pleaser, and one of the following is either a multi-signed relic or cut sig. They also have 100 one-of-one bat barrel cards in there as well. So another interesting product that's launching here soon. And also with the big money that the Hunger Games made over this past weekend, there was an article I found about the top five Hunger Game autographs on trading cards. And I'll just go through these real quick. There's a Elizabeth Banks from 2007 on a Rittenhouse Spider-Man 3. Toby Jones has a couple of cards, 2010 Art Box Harry Potter Heroes and Villains, and a 2011 Upper Deck Captain America. Alexander Ludwig, 2007 Inkworks from the Seeker. Donald Sutherland, a 2011 from In the Game Canada or Canada or something like that. I'm not quite sure what that is. And the last one, and what this article had, is the most expensive or rarest autograph from anybody that was in the Hunger Games was Stanley Tucci, who's in a 2011 Upper Deck Captain America. So if anybody's out there looking for certs from the Hunger Games, those are a few options for you. And the last thing, we lost another good TTMer this past week. Actually, he passed away on April 3rd, if you guys haven't heard. If you guys are wrestling fans, Chief J Strongbow passed away. Joe Scarpa, like I said, on April 3rd. So he was always real good to the TTM community. He signed for me two or three different times over the years. So that's what I've got for news. What about you?
I've got an interesting news story about the Autograph Man. Not the Autograph Dude. The Autograph Man.
Damn.
This guy's name is Laszlo Babitz, which is an awesome name in itself. But he was a Canadian track and field Olympian and still holds the record for the highest javelin finish by a Canadian. And he placed 8th in his event at the 1984 Summer Games in Los Angeles. But that's not what this story is about. He's now turned into an autograph addict. And, like, he has the sickness, like, 10 times worse than any of us. Because he's going for the Guinness Book of World Records on autographs. He basically carries a book around with him everywhere he goes, getting anybody's autograph he can. Let's go up to random people and ask for their autograph to get as many signatures as possible in his collection. He's going for 100,000 signatures. And once he gets there, he's going to apply for a Guinness Book of World Record record. So a pretty interesting story, guys. I'm gonna go ahead and post it on the website so you can read the whole article. It's kind of weird how he's a semi-celebrity and now he's an autograph addict. So go check that out. It'll be on autographweekly.com. This episode of Autograph Weekly is brought to you by Star Tiger. Guys, I say this every time I talk about Star Tiger. It's the best address list on the internet. These addresses are so widely used that when something's posted on StarTiger, which is a pay site, it's considered public. It's not even private anymore. That's how many people use these addresses. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of addresses at your disposal for a very cheap price. Plus, you have all the database tools. You guys wonder how we know what pendings we have when we do videos or talk about it on the podcast. That's how we know. StarTiger, that's what keeps track of all this stuff. It's just a great tool for an autograph collector. We urge you guys to go sign up. Go to startiger.autographweekly.com. That tells them that we sent you, and we'd greatly appreciate it if you checked them out, guys. It's definitely going to help your career as a TTMer if you go check them out. Again, that's startiger.autographweekly.com. All right, let's move on to the Q&As. I know we got a lot today, so Stacy, rack them up and shoot them my way, our way.
Alrighty, I will do. And once again, thanks to everybody who submitted questions this week. I said this may be the most questions we've had, so that's pretty awesome. First one is coming from AJ Kaiser. Do you think TTM autograph collecting will fade out?
Eventually, yeah, because everything is going to be digital. I personally think we're going to get to a point. And this is more just a philosophy on where we're going as a society, not really autograph collecting. But we're going to be to a point where technology rules our lives, and we're not going to be as connected as we are today or were in the past. Everything's going to be digitalized, and just through the ease of doing everything. It's convenience. Everything is about convenience now. So eventually I think TTMs will be a thing of the past. Not anytime soon, so don't worry about it. If you just got into this hobby, you got plenty of time to collect. I'm talking hundreds of years down the line. It's going to go away. There's no way it can sustain itself. But for right now, don't worry about it. Don't look that far into the future. You're just going to worry yourself. What do you think?
Yeah, I kind of agree as far as that.
You agree. You always agree with me.
Oh, be quiet. As far as that far down the road. But I think it's like any hobby. There's going to be peaks and valleys as far as when there's a resurgence and not a resurgence in the hobby. I think right now, I think we're kind of in a resurgence, not a huge resurgence, but kind of a mini resurgence.
It's resurgence. The information is out there to really go into the hobby hardcore and be able to do a lot. I think that's what the resurgence is all about. That and the building of communities is a lot more popular now. So I think the information is free-flowing. The communities are there, so people are more motivated to send TTMs. I'm done interrupting you now.
Okay. I think that's all I had to say anyway.
Okay.
We'll move on to the next question. This is coming from Andrew D. He is asking, what is more thrilling, in-person or TTM?
You would expect me to say in person, but there's something about sending somebody TTM and not knowing when or if you're going to get it back. And just that mystery sits with you until you get it back. And there's something nice about that. I like going to my mailbox every day, not knowing what the heck's going to happen. So I think that's a big part of the excitement for me. Yeah, it's nice to obviously meet the people that you're getting autographs from. And a generic answer would be obviously it's nice to meet the person you're a fan of. But I think TTMs adds that level of excitement every day. Because even if you don't get anything in that day, you had the chance to get something in. You were excited to go to the mailbox. So that's my answer.
Mine would be in person. Just for the fact that it's just cool to meet the people, get to talk to them a little bit. I mean, it's always TTM. It's always nice to get something back that you don't expect. I mean, that it happens quite a bit, or you're surprised by a return that you get. But my opinion, my opinion is in person, just because the fact that you can actually get to spend a little bit of time with that person, whether it's 5 seconds or 5 minutes. Anything else you want to add to that?
Nope.
Okay. Next question is coming from Garrett, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce the last name because I'll butcher it, but it's Garrett. With regards to in-person graphing, would you rather graph at a hotel or a venue?
I have no idea because I don't do in-person graphing. I'm going to say hotel, though. Seems like a better place to get a guaranteed autograph. Not that it's guaranteed, but you have a better chance of getting an autograph at a hotel than a place where everybody's trying to get an autograph. So I'm going to go with hotel. It's my choice based on nothing because I don't do IPs hardly at all. So
I don't do a lot, but I would say I would pick venue just because I'm at the event. So you're getting to watch, if it's a sporting event, you're getting to watch a sporting event, or if it's a concert or whatever, you're actually at the concert too. So I don't think I've honestly ever done anything hotel-wise. So
but if you go to a hotel, you get to see the celebrity with the hoodie and earphones on. That's pretty cool, right?
Maybe.
Next question.
Depends who it is.
Next question.
All right, the next one is coming from Ryan Patrick. If you could give one piece of advice to a new TTMer, what would it be?
I got a couple. When it comes to actually collecting, stay consistent on sending things out, because you're going to get discouraged when you have 2 or 3 weeks where you don't get a lot of stuff in, and you're going to want to quit the hobby because you're like, what's the point of sending all this stuff out and not getting anything back? Stay consistent. That way your TTMs keep on free-flowing as much as possible. They're not going to be totally consistent getting them in, but it helps you stay excited for the hobby. It's kind of what I talked about before, going to your mailbox and not knowing what's going to be there. If you stop sending out TTMs for a certain amount of time, you lose that excitement. And I think that's important to have that excitement to stay in the hobby and consistent. I've said that word like 5 times. It's important. The second thing, just a rule of thumb, don't sell your collection because you're going to regret it. I don't care if you need the money. Find some other way. Don't sell your entire collection. I understand every once in a while you have to sell little things here or there to make ends meet. That's fine. But don't sell your entire collection just for because you need the money. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to that have done that and regret it every single day of their lives. Because then they got back into collecting and they're like, oh man, all these autographs I had before and I sold them for so cheap just because I needed the money. It's not a good ordeal. So, Stacy?
Mine would simply be research. Do your research. This hobby is very key to research and not trying to go after the unattainable is my biggest thing. Just like I said, the biggest thing, research, research, research. Just look, do some work, know who you're sending to, If you want stuff back, use the websites to know to look up signing habits, how good they are of signing TTMs, and use.
I think that's a good point. You know, a lot of people come into the hobby with very high expectations. I'm going to write off to Tom Cruise and get an autograph back from him. No, you're not. No, you're not, son. You can try, but you're going to fail, and that failure is going to put a damper on your idea of the hobby if you're just coming into the hobby. So you need to be realistic, I think, is the right word for it. You don't need to set your sights low, but do your research and be realistic. So,
yeah, and that's what YouTube is good for, really good for, Star Tiger. I mean, there are places you can go do your research and get the information you need before you send something out. All right, moving on to the next question. This is coming from Chris Vinoy. He's asking, what is the largest item you've sent TTM?
I had to think about this for a while. I'm pretty sure it's my Clifford dog. I found a stuffed animal at a rummage sale. It's a Clifford, the big red dog, and I sent it to Norman Bridwell to get signed. And I actually shaved the bottom of its stomach so he could sign the stomach. I have yet to get that back. I don't know if he just took it wrong or just didn't know what the heck I was asking him to do. I sent the Sharpie with it, but I can't think of anything bigger that I sent than the big stuffed Clifford dog. That's my answer.
Mine, probably. I've sent many helmets in the mail before. That's probably the biggest item outside of books, DVDs, magazines. I really haven't won anything. I can't think of anything bigger than that kind of stuff. But
I know people send bats and stuff every once in a while, but I'm just not into that kind of stuff. The shipping, the TTMs for me, it's cheap. When you get it down to the certain person sending an envelope with one or two stamps, it's pretty cheap. But once you get to the sending bats, you got to pay for the bat and the postage for the bat. It just gets out of my price range where I'm not comfortable sending something like that TTM. So
I'd be freaked out if somebody sent me a dead bat.
Oh, you have a messed up sense of humor.
I know. That's what happens when I work with you.
That's true. You wouldn't believe. Never mind. Next question.
All right. The next one is coming from Zach Webb. He's asking, what is your worst experience TTM or in person? And also a second question is, who is winning Geek a Week?
Well, we've talked about in person like two or three times. So I'm just going to take it TTM-wise because I don't know if we might talk about this once. Probably Red Shandies. I wrote off to him a few times. Once I wrote up to him, he didn't sign anything. Then the second time he signed a card, but didn't sign the right card. And I had to get him on Top Spin Favorites card, so I sent to him a third time. And he signed my Top Spin Favorites card, thank goodness. But wrote a note, said, please never write here again. I was like, okay, it's fine. I got my card. I mean, I thought I wrote a pretty good letter, but obviously he didn't think so. So that's probably my worst. I can think of stuff where people didn't sign and preprints and stuff, but I was trying to come up with something personable that had to do with the person signing, that where they actually reacted, not just sent your stuff back unsigned. How about you?
In person, I really can't think of one. I've never really had a bad experience in person doing autographs, so I'm fortunate in that front. GTM, I really can't think of much either. The one thing I can really think of, I know specific names, I can't think of anybody off the top of my head, but just when somebody sends something back or writes a letter to you explaining why they can't sign something, when they take the time to write you a page letter complaining about or talking about why they don't sign stuff. Sometimes they'll initial it, or sometimes they'll write their first name anyway. But
the uncle from Harry Potter is notorious for that. He hates fan mail because he says he has to go like 10 miles to the post office to mail stuff, and why is it his responsibility to go that 10 miles for people when they send him stuff? And he's wrote some notorious, just long letters complaining about it. So if you want to look those up, I'm sure you can find them on fanmail.biz or something like that. And according to our Geek Week tally on our website, I am winning 33-26 on Project Geek Week. Again, you can check those scores. They're updated as we get the autographs in. It is posted on Autograph Weekly, the tab that says Geek Week Project. That's probably going to get shortened down to Geek Week on the tab so we can make room for our new project, BoobTube. So be looking forward to that. Next question.
Next one, actually a couple of them, is coming from Alex Jorritz. The first one is, how many multi-sign items have you sent out and not... how many multi-sign items have you sent and lost?
We've kind of touched on this before, too, but how many? Too many. I'm going to go with 10, because I do a lot of multi-sign stuff. But the two biggest ones that I can remember, I've talked about this before, a Dodgers photo signed by Duke Snyder, Johnny Padres, Joe Pignatano, Carl Erskine, Roger Craig. I sent it to Andy Pafko. And I didn't put a return. I thought I was going to be smart, you know. He was returning to send RTSing stuff. So I was like, I just won't put a return address on there like an idiot. And now it's probably in USPS limbo somewhere. And then I had a script from The Office. It was just the cast call on the front of the script. And it was signed by Bob Vance, Vance Refrigeration, signed by Oscar. It was signed by Meredith. And I sent it off to... the main chick and what's her name? I can't remember her name. The main chick in on The Office, and I haven't got it back yet. So that was pretty disappointing, since it did come from Bob Vance's script, had the episode and everything he was in. So, you'll win some, you'll lose some on multi-signed items. That's the risk you take. But when you complete an item, it's such a good feeling, because now you know it's safe in your grasp at home, where no USPS postman can grab it, or the person you sent to says, oh, that's a pretty nice piece, I think I'm going to hang that on my wall and not send it back. So, yeah, you win some, you lose some. That's how I feel on that. I've lost a lot, I've won a lot.
As far as me, I don't think I've ever really lost anything yet. I mean, I've got stuff that's out now that I haven't gotten back. I haven't done a whole lot of multi-sign stuff till recently, but I've probably got anywhere from maybe 6 to 10 items out now that I haven't gotten back yet. So that's the best I can answer that. Because like I said, I haven't done a whole lot of multi-sign stuff until this past year. And his other question was, if you could pick one person who does not TTM to sign TTM, who would it be?
I'm going to kind of pull a quick one on you here and say any current president. I think that'd be really cool to get the current president, an actual signature from the current president, no matter who it is, at the time of their presidency, TTM. But they never do. They always send preprints or auto pens. That's my answer.
Mine would be, I'm going to go a couple actors here, either Tom Cruise or Denzel Washington. Tom Cruise, just because of, basically, he's my favorite movie of all time is Top Gun, so...
Making me throw up.
Yeah, I know. We've discussed this before.
I know.
And then Denzel, just because he's badass. And that's anything else on that?
Nope.
All right. The next question coming from Grant Hacker, asking, "What was your first in-person experience like?"
I believe it was Gary Guy Eddy. I went to a baseball card show. I was probably 10, and he was playing for the Cardinals at the time, and he signed a baseball card for me. Just went up to the thing, gave him the card, and he signed it. I walked away. I was 10. I didn't really know what was going on. I knew what was going on, but I didn't really care, you know. I was actually kind of a Cubbies fan, but whatever. I don't have much recollection of it. I think I have a picture somewhere of me and Gaetti, but fun fact, one of my aunts actually went to school with Gary Gaetti, but that's beyond the fact. That has nothing to do with this story. So that's name my answer. Dropper. It's pretty lame. So what?
I said you're a name dropper.
Oh, dude, no, I tried to drop her name on a TTM I sent him. I actually sent him a Top Spin Favorites card. Got nothing back, so obviously he hated my aunt.
Gary Gaetti.
Yep.
Damn twins.
Yep.
All right. Mine, most of my early IP experiences were college stuff, college basketball, Iowa basketball stuff. I mean, I used to go to games or I mean, I can't exactly recall what the first or who the first one was or what the first experience. One of the first ones I can remember was a inner squad game that Iowa played, and they did the team did a signing afterwards. They had them all sitting at a table, and the time was running out, and I came up to Gary Wright, who was, if anybody, I know there's a few Iowa fans that listen to this, but he was known as Sir Jam-a-Lot, I believe, or Sir Dunk-a-Lot or something like that. But I got up to him, and they had to finish, so he couldn't sign for me, but he gave me a wristband, so that was kind of cool.
Cool.
And that's the first thing I can really remember. I'd done stuff before that at basketball games or minor league baseball or something, but...
Well, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm pretty sure when I was in grade school... Very young. I was a huge basketball fan, and my high school basketball team, I wasn't on it, but it was my city. We went to state, and like it was this big thing. And after the game, me and my buddy went down on the court and got some autographs from the players. So that was cool. And now it's like weird because it's high school. But back then, high school people were big. In your eyes, when you're in second grade, third grade. So that's probably my first one, even though it wasn't really a celebrity. It was just high school kids. But that's the first time I remember actually asking for an autograph. So I totally forgot about that. Just popped in my head. Next question.
Very nice. First one is – or first – what the heck am
first
I saying?
First one. What? We're starting over again?
All right. No. This one is coming from Graham Naismith. He's asking, what is your shortest TTM weight?
Frank Ramsey, 3 days, because it went to Indiana, 45 minutes from here. So, that was, pretty cool. I don't actually remember writing to him in the town that I remember it coming back from a different town that I actually wrote to him from, which is weird because you'd think it would take longer to get from town to town, but, yeah, Frank Ramsey is mine. I don't know why it came back in 3 days, but it did, signed. I was shocked.
Mine is the same amount of time, 3 days, and it's Dan Gable, because he basically lives 20 minutes from me.
Should have just dropped it off his door. I'm sure he wouldn't call the
police. He'd probably put me in a headlock or some shit, or take me down or something.
He didn't sign all your stuff, did he?
Not the most recent time.
He hates you.
He's always been down. A really good signer.
Yeah, he's cutting down on that stuff. A lot of people are. A lot of people are.
That's what happens.
That's what happens. Next question.
All right. The next set of questions are all coming from Jeremy Daniels. And the first one is, whose autograph collection would you like to trade collections with and why?
Now, we already put a preemptive thing in here where we cannot choose each other. So that makes it a little more interesting. I'm going to have to go with PuffBear359. He's on YouTube. He does a lot of card collecting, which I'm not really into cards, but he has some amazing autographs on cards that I'm very jealous of. He's a Yankees fan, which Yankees aren't too bad. I don't hate the Yankees like a lot of people do, but some of the graphs he has in his collection, man, just makes my mouth water. So I'm going to have to go with PuffBear359. How about you?
I would pick Bloodspawn 80, David Stotler, just because he's got a massive collection of stuff that I'm kind of into, too, as far as the movie posters, bunch of celebrity stuff, so it's kind of...
And the women! You're not mentioning the women!
Yeah, he's got that wank wall, man.
we're not supposed to speak of that.
Whoops.
Sorry, move on. Bloodspawn. Move on, Stacey Schaefer.
All right, the next one. Next question from Jeremy is, what is the one autograph that you have been after for years that you had the chance to get, but you let it slip away?
See, this is a tough one because I pretty much get any autograph that I want if it's in my price range. It's just the way I work. If I want it, I'm going to get it. I'm going to find it. I'm going to search all day and night until I find it. So some of the ones that... I never really had the chance to get them because they passed away before I was doing TTMs, but Richard Feynman, I always talk about him, genius, of course, his autograph sells for a lot. And probably Bela Lugosi. But again, I didn't have a chance to get those guys. I want them, but I can't afford them because they're very expensive. I assume you're probably in the same boat with me, Stacey, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm kind of like almost exactly like you. If there's something that I want bad enough, usually I find a way to get it. And the only reason it usually stops me is the price. And I mean, I mean, Steve Jobs would be a huge one. And then like a couple of those actors that I mentioned before, Tom Cruise and Denzel. Granted, prices on those aren't horrible. I mean, they're expensive, depending on what you want to get them on. But
well, I would say even the problem with those is they're forged so often that you're more likely to get a forgery than an authentic autograph. That's what I'd be worried about on those.
Yeah, that's true.
So, next question.
Yeah, I think... Okay, we'll move on.
Yeah, let's move on. I think we covered that.
All right, the next one. In your opinion, what makes a person's autograph so much more valuable and sought after their passing? And who is living now that you see this happening with them when they pass?
Well, a dealer's eyes, when somebody passes away, they have a finite number of autographs that are on the market that are authentic. And once that finite number is there, obviously the autograph's going to go up because there's not going to be any more made unless they're forgeries, which are, you know, prevalent. But and actually, if forgeries weren't around, it'd be a lot higher for the autograph. Some of the people that I think people, once they pass away, which is kind of sad to say, once they pass away, the prices are going to skyrocket. They're people who influenced history, who you read about in social studies and school, that you don't really think about as a celebrity to write to, but they are influential figures in American history. People like Maya Angelou, people like Noam Chomsky, people like Jane Goodall. These people are in our textbooks. I learned about them in school. But when I got into the TTM hobby, I wanted to write off to baseball players and actors and people in the limelight. And you kind of forget about these people, so they don't get a lot of requests. And when they pass away, sadly, the numbers aren't there compared to somebody like an actor that signs all the time. Somebody like Noam Chomsky, who does most of his work, you know, intellectual talks and stuff, probably doesn't get asked a lot for his autograph. He gets asked probably quite a bit compared to his peers, but compared to an actor who gets asked 24/7, the quantity is just not there for him. So it's going to be a rare autograph to get. Plus, he's an influential figure in history. Those two things combined create a higher price. So I think that's really the equation that you're talking about. That's my answer.
Yeah, I pretty much agree with that as well. I mean, it's basically their signing habits. I mean, that's going to be the key essential factor in is how often they sign stuff and how rare it is.
And there's a lot of authors too, like Ray Bradbury's one of them. Wrote Fahrenheit 451. I think it's 451.
Yeah.
One of the most legendary books in the past 100 years. He's getting up there in age, and his autograph's going to skyrocket whenever he passes away, just because he's an American legend. But a lot of people don't think to write to him because he's an influential figure from several years ago, even though he's still writing. So authors are another one. There's several authors out there who are just prolific. Elmore Leonard's another one who's a great signer. But he signs a lot, so obviously it's not going to be as expensive. As collectors, obviously this comes into play, you know, where something's going to be worth more, but it really shouldn't be about the money. It should be about the person. So, but it does come into play. It comes into your mind as you're collecting. You can't stop that.
Yeah. And I think a couple other, names possibly, I think Bill Gates might be one of those guys. Everybody saw what happened with Steve Jobs, and Bill probably signed it a little more than Steve, but not a whole lot.
Yeah. I would say Bill, but not on a... There's certain people, Bill's still in the spotlight a lot. Like, if I met Bill Gates, the first thing I'd say is, can I have an autograph? You know? And it's going to be worth, I'm not saying his autograph's not going to be worth a lot when he passes away, but there's certain people that you don't expect to skyrocket, you know? Like I said, Feynman. When Feynman was alive, yeah, you knew he was a scientist that was a famous scientist, but you wouldn't expect his autograph to go for thousands upon thousands of dollars today. You know, back in 1987 when he was still alive. So I think that's Yeah, Bill Gates to a certain extent, but there's a whole other level of people that are just prolific that people kind of ignore TTM.
Very true. All right, we'll move on to the next question. This is coming from Justin Frederick. He's asking, how many TTMs on average do you send out weekly?
Obviously it's different, but I would say average 30, maybe 25. It depends what time of year, but 25 to 30. I try to get out because, like I said, you keep on sending stuff out, you're going to keep on getting stuff in. Maybe not consistently. You have a little bit of a drought, but it won't be a total drought where you have nothing. As long as you keep, you know, doing what you're doing, you're going to get stuff in.
And I would answer in the 30 to 40 range, usually what I do. Some weeks are going to be more, some weeks are going to be less. So.
You always got to one-up me.
Yep.
Bastard.
That's my job. I don't beat you any damn contest, but I can still one up you.
Yeah, that's true. Next question.
This one is coming from David Soffin. If you could pick a theme song for yourself, what would it be?
Actually thought about this for a while. Stacy was online with me. I was like, I don't know what this is gonna be, man. And then I thought of it. My Way by Limp Bizkit. My Way of the Highway. I don't know what this doesn't have anything to do with autographs, but fun answer. So, My Way by Limp Bizkit.
And mine's simple and easy. I mean, how many other moms out there have songs written about them? Not many. So that's my answer.
Stacy's Mom is his song for people who didn't put two and two together. He's not going to explain it to you. He's going to sit there and wait for you to figure out. And Stacy's Mom. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. Stacy's Mom's his song.
Next question. A damn riddle, and you ruined it.
I ruined it. I'm sorry.
Okay. The last question is coming from Dennis St. Laurent. Is asking our thoughts on the TTM and autograph community being primarily male.
I think a big part of collecting is nostalgia, especially card collecting, autograph collecting, also not as much as card collecting. But as a kid, boys are pushed into sports, and cards are directly correlated with sports. So a lot of kids collect cards, obviously. And a lot of people like that nostalgic feel, so that's why they collect cards. Plus, they just enjoy it. But you enjoy what you know. And I think autographs is the same way. Girls aren't really pushed into collecting cards as kids, so they don't have that nostalgic connection. And I think that's or even autographs. They don't collect a lot of autographs as kids. Maybe if they go to Disneyland or something, they'll collect the princess or something like that. But not actually writing off to people or getting stuff at sports events. I mean, what events do girls really go to where they can get in-person autographs? Maybe plays. But it's just more ingrained into the male society than the female society when it comes to our kids. And I think that's the main reason you don't see a lot of females in card collecting or autograph collecting. Not saying there aren't any, because there definitely are. I know several chicks that collect cards, and I know several chicks that collect autographs. But the majority is obviously guys, and that's the main reason.
And I'll just follow that up. I think there's probably a lot more than we know. I mean, we just don't see a lot of it in... I mean, basically, this is the YouTube community, basically what we're probably talking about here. And you just don't see a lot of them making videos. Like I said, I'm sure there's more than you think that probably do collect, especially the autograph part of it. It's probably more or less more celebrity and that type of thing other than sports. But especially, you just don't see a lot of it in the TTM community, because I'm sure a lot of that is they don't want to be the one girl doing a video with 50 guys, 75 or 100 guys, whatever, how many TTMers are in the community that make videos on a regular basis. Because,
well, I don't know, she's going to have. I've seen whenever a girl joins a community, they usually get flowered with gifts from the guys. I've noticed that as a trend. So if you are a chick collector out there, I implore you and join a community, because you will get a lot of free stuff. It's a good move on your part. Plus, anybody that joins the community is welcome, and it's always a good thing. So chicks out there, join the community. It doesn't have to be the YouTube community. Join a forum, but make sure you tell them you're a chick, because you can get free stuff.
Zane wants to send you free shit.
No, I'm not going to send you anything. I'm not impulsive, but a lot of people are impulsive. So I'm going to leave it at that.
Alrighty, that is the end of the questions for this week.
Let's move on to the discussion roundtable, which is an interesting one this week. Well, this week's discussion roundtable really doesn't have a true discussion because we're talking about our new little thing we're doing on Autograph Weekly called the TTM Fantasy League. Stacey, you want to fill in a little bit more on what the hell a TTM Fantasy League is?
All right, this was kind of my brainchild. Basically, with baseball had opening day that just started this week, and I just was at work, and I was like, I ain't playing any fantasy baseball this year. I'm like, well, how can I relate that to what I do? And I came up with the Autograph Weekly TTM Fantasy League. And kind of what we're going to do, it's going to be the four of us. It's going to be Zane, Jeremy, David, and myself. And it's going to be Zane and David versus me and Jeremy. And what we're going to do is we're going to pick six TTMers or six people in the community that do TTMs, and they're going to be on our team. We are going to have four active every week and two people on the bench that we can switch out if somebody goes on vacation or whatnot. So that's kind of my thought process behind it. I will let Zane talk some more.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting little experience that we're putting in play here. We're kind of building the rules as we go, and this isn't an official announcement video where we're going to tell you every single thing that's going on. We're kind of discussing it between ourselves on air, so you guys can hear our thought processes on what we really want to do here. There's obviously going to be different points for different things. We've set a couple ideas aside for that, but we're not going to get into the details right now. 12 people will be picked all together for our team, six apiece for each team, and we'll announce every week on the podcast during our discussion roundtable who we're choosing for that week to be on our roster. Because, again, we can switch people in and out, so we'll have six on team. Only four people can be played a week, and you'll have to leave those people in all week until the next week when you can pull people and put new people in. So it's going to be a fun experience, and we definitely want people to get involved. And we're going to have people actually apply for being a team. So, or not a team, but a player. Because you, as a TTMer, can be a player that we draft. We'll have a certain system set up eventually. Again, we don't have that set up yet. We're just kind of spitballing here. But we do have set up where the winning team, and now I'm not talking about the people who run the team, I'm talking about you guys, the actual players, will win Autograph Weekly t-shirts paid for by the losing team. I'm talking about the owners, not the players here. So you definitely will win a t-shirt if you're on the winning team on the TTM Fantasy League. We're also going to throw in some swag. And here's the big thing, guys. Here's the thing we haven't got down perfectly yet. We're trying to figure out something humiliating for the team that loses. And again, I'm not talking about the team, the players. We're talking about the actual team owners here. It's going to get kind of confusing on that front. We're going to have to come up with the terms to specify who's who. But we want something to humiliate the two people on the losing team, whether it be me and Spawn or Boston Stacy. We're having trouble coming up with something. We had a couple ideas, but I don't think they're going to fly. So we want you guys to tell us what you think we should do to be humiliated if we lose this. Again, you can contact us a million ways. Facebook wall is probably the easiest. autographweekly@gmail.com or through YouTube. What are your thoughts, Jeremy? What, do you think this is going to go all right?
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun, you know, and I think it's going to bring the community together as well. You know, it's going to be, everyone putting their share in here and you guys got to, we're all going to come together as a team, and that, you know, that's what it's all about. And you know, and maybe give you a little bit extra incentive to maybe, you know, get a few more TTMs out in a week or, you know, whatever. But like I said, details, we're still, you know, working on them, you know, as we go along. But it's going to be fun, and like I said, hopefully it brings the community together.
Also, if you guys have any suggestions for this whole ordeal, that'll hopefully help out the process. Please tell us about those too, because we're trying to figure this out as we go, and this is in no way the official rules segment where we're explaining everything. Like I said, this is just pure spitballing and the discussion round table to try to figure out what we want to do and what's in the best interest for us and, of course, the community and the Autograph Weekly fans. Anything to add, Stacey?
Not too much. I think we were discussing how we're going to actually do the draft. I think we're going to attempt, we don't know if it's going to work, about doing it maybe live as far as the drafting process. If not, we will definitely be doing the draft process on the show during the roundtable segment. We're going to, like I said, I think we're going to try to do something live with this, but we're just not sure how it's going to work out yet. And I think we're going to shoot for doing this possibly next week. So is that?
I would say probably about a week after next week, because next week that's when we're gonna collect all of our feedback and probably come up with the rules. And then once we get the rules, we may have a date where we'll announce the live stream next week. Or we may push that off another week. I know this all sounds tentative, guys, but we wanted to run it past you guys and see what you think. We're definitely gonna do it, but we want to get all the kinks worked out before we actually put this into play, so nobody gets peeved off or anything. We want this to be a good experience for everybody. So please weigh in. Again, autographweekly.com, facebook.com/autographweekly, autographweekly@gmail.com. I can't say that enough. Contact us. Tell us what you think. If you got any ideas, tell us your ideas. I think we've rambled about this long enough. I'm going to give the floor to anybody that wants to say anything about this subject before I close this and move on.
I guess I'll just throw something in, you know, this is a chance here for you guys, you know, with some input, you know, on what you would like to see, and, you know, something embarrassing for the loser, for the owners, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing your guys' ideas on that too, because anything with Zane and embarrassing is always a good thing, so.
I'm just pure embarrassing already, so it's going to be hard to come up with something. But seriously, yeah, we really want you guys to come up with something really good for the losers that they have to do. Again, we're talking about the owners, the two people that lose. It's got to be good. It's got to be embarrassing. It's got to be like, oh, I got to do that. So please, get your ideas running and post those on our wall. I guess that's really all we got, guys. I know that was a stuttery little segment, but that's what it was supposed to be. It's basically spitballing ideas to you guys on how exactly to put this thing together. It will be put together. We'll know a lot more next week, but we wanted to designate our time for the discussion roundtable to this topic, since it is going to be a very big part of the podcast in the future weeks. So look forward to that, guys. Let's move on to the next segment. All right, time to announce the winner from last week's contest. The winner picked was Mr. Robert Bowles. And you won a John Cougar Mellencamp signed 4x6. Stacy, who won the Savage List contest last week?
That would be the same person. Robert Bowles is just tearing it up this week. Mr. Hardcore is owning Autograph Weekly this week.
And guys, if you want to win the Savage List contest, first you got to be a member. Post your pictures of your Savage List successes on our Facebook page at facebook.com/autographweekly, you'll automatically be entered to win the Savage List contest. And of course, we have our regular contest. Stacy, what are we giving away this week for our regular contest?
All right, the regular contest this week is going to be a Kane Hodder signed card. It's a Friday the 13th card, and we will have a picture of that up on the website and probably on Facebook as well. And the other thing I'm going to add to the Savage List giveaway and how I'm going to do this, we're going to pick the weekly winner, and then I'm going to send the stuff out at the first of the month, every month for that previous month. So just so you guys know, it's all going to go out on the first of the month. So.
And guys, to enter, remember, just go to facebook.com/autographweekly, post the keyword on our wall, and you'll automatically be entered to win the weekly giveaway. Let's go ahead and move on to Collector of the Month. And we're going to go ahead and announce the winner. The winner for last month is, drum roll, I don't have anything. There we go. That's a good drum roll. Good job. The winner is Biggie2911. You have won Collector of the Month. We'll be contacting you, since I think I actually have your contact information already. But we'll get your address and figure out which prize you want. And we'll get that out to you ASAP.
Yeah, after about 20 episodes, I finally got that drum roll down for you.
Yeah, I know. I always ask for a drum roll, but I never get it. It's always disappointing. Guys, this is probably going to be the last collector of the month due to so many different giveaways that we're doing right now. And collector of the month seems to get the least excitement around it. And I know it's a pain in the butt for you guys to collect all those autographs up. Just for us to get the entry in. So we got a couple more giveaways we're including here to kind of replace Collector of the Month, at least for now. We may bring it back later. But you guys are definitely still getting some great giveaways. Just some different fun ways to do it. Let's go ahead and move on to a Graph of the Week. And this is the last week for Graph of the Week to have one winner. We're actually going to go to a bracket system this week. And from here on out, everything's going to be bracketed up to the graph of the year, which is going to be huge. So what were the tallies for last week on Graph of the Week?
All right, just a recap and reminder of what last week was. It was a Top Shelf TTMs with a Steve Garvey signed jersey. He got TTM and a Bloodspawn 80 with a Hugh Hefner signed book. He got auction. And it was Top Shelf with the Steve Garvey winning 76% to Bloodspawn's 24%.
And guys, remember, this is the new bracket system, so we're going to have two categories for TTM of the Week and Graph of the Week every week. And the winners will go on to battle for Graph of the Month, and the winners from Graph of the Month will move on to Graph of the Year. So this week, my choice for TTM of the Week is going to have to be Top Shelf TTMs. He got in Chase Utley TTM, which is a pretty nice return. What's your choice?
All right, mine is coming from Mike at the Autograph Network, and he got in Sergeant John McLaughlin. And if you guys don't know who that is, he was one of the last two people they got out of the towers at the 9/11 attack. He's kind of the World Trade Center movie that came out is pretty much based around him and his, I don't know if they were partners or who the other guy was, but he was one of the two guys that movie was pretty much based around. So that was a real nice success Mike got. So those are our nominations for TTM of the Week.
On Graph of the Week, I'm going to have to go with Jimmy Hart in person, and that was from Tennessee Valley TTM. He actually met Jimmy Hart and talked to him for a little bit, and Jimmy actually signed something extra for him, which is a really cool experience. I urge you guys to go watch Tennessee Valley's video. He did a recap where he showed all the people he met and all the autographs he got. Really cool experience, really cool video. And that's my choice for Graph of the Week. And again, I want to remind you guys that Graph of the Week includes in-persons, purchases, anything other than TTMs fits into the Graph of the Week category. What's your choice, Stacey?
And my choice is another in-person. This is coming from Steve Finch, otherwise known as Purple GT22. He actually got to last weekend, did an in-person with Jerry Rice and got to meet Jerry Rice. So that is my choice. And like I said, it's Jerry Rice in person, Purple GT22, and Jimmy Hart in person, Tennessee Valley TTM.
Hey, guys, again, we want to remind you guys to please send your entries our way. Sometimes we have trouble finding entries for the contest because we can't watch all the videos, and we need to know if you get something awesome in. Please tell us about it. You can email us at autographweekly@gmail.com or post on our Facebook wall. It's probably the easiest way for you guys to contact us. Any way you can get, even PM us on YouTube, any way you can get a hold of us, please tell us about these autographs you get in. Because we don't want to miss anybody. We want everybody to be involved in this. And like I said, if you get nominated for Graph of the Week or TTM of the Week, and you move up in the ranks to maybe Graph of the Month or Graph of the Year is the ultimate prize, where we're going to blow your mind on prizes, it's a pretty big incentive. So please, please tell us about it if you get an awesome in-person success or a purchase or a TTM. All right, I think that pretty much wraps up our show. That's all we got this week, guys. Remember to go check out the Savage List. Got Kurt Angle on there now. Got Stan Lee, Whitney Cummings, brand new addresses up for you guys to write off to proven successful. Doesn't mean you're definitely going to get success, obviously, but it's a good sign. Also, by the way, the Savage List is has a new URL. It's iwantthesavagelist.com. Just go there. That'll take you exactly to the page you need to sign up.
And I will say also, it's a lot more user friendly now. Zane did a lot of work on it. I don't. Was it? Did you do this before last show? Or was this after?
I'm not. It is. I think it was after. I did. I worked my butt off an entire day to work on the UI to make it easier for you guys to navigate. And I've got an unlimited request system now, so you can send as many requests for addresses as you want, which is going to grow the database greatly. I actually have a ton of addresses I'm going to add this Sunday. I'm updating it weekly, so every Sunday I'm going to add new addresses. I list those addresses on the news page so you guys can see the new addresses that have been added. Overall, it's growing into exactly what I wanted it to grow into, a great tool for TTMers to get great returns. Also, obviously, check out autographweekly.com. That's where everything comes together from our podcast, news stories, polls, all of our projects, contact information, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff's on our website, autographweekly.com, and stacychafer.com. Take it away, Stacy.
All right, if you guys haven't checked out my website, please do. If you guys want to see what I'm up to, what I'm getting in, my daily successes are up there every day on the homepage. Working on hopefully trying to get a forum set up on there. I don't have any time frame on that, but I'm just kind of working on it as I can. Also, hopefully going to try to work on getting a newsletter sent out every month as well. I'm getting that set up as we speak as well. So if you guys haven't checked it out, please do. It's just www.stacyschafer.com.
Also, guys, I ask you to check out the autographboss.com. That's the website of our buddy Jeremy Daniels. He's working his butt off on that website also. Got some really cool things. And don't forget Star Tiger, guys. Go sign up for Star Tiger, StarTiger.AutographWeekly.com. Tells them that we sent you, and we greatly appreciate it if you went and signed up. It's a great tool. I've already went on enough about it. You guys know what Star Tiger is and how awesome it is. A little important bit of advice here. Go rate and comment on iTunes. I command you right now. You're listening to the podcast. You're getting very sleepy. You're getting very sleepy. Go over to iTunes. Rate and comment. Okay, snap out of it. All right, guys. I'm Zane Savage.
I'm Stacy Schaefer. As always, stay classy.
And you take care, all of you autograph addicts. Went falsetto.
Thank you for listening to Autograph Weekly. Visit autographweekly.com for news, tips, and contact information.